they resembled pot holders. She sat on the couch. Her thin framed body was outlined by the soft glowing hue of the TV. The sound was ear piercing, some man screaming in Japanese. She felt strange. Everything was in a haze now. She reached into a brown paper bag and pulled out another hypodermic needle filled with pus and blood. She bit off one end and the dark brownish red liquid oozed out of her mouth.
Take it easy,
baby said from her dirty crib. Her large black milky eyes would cross every time she spoke.
You don't want to overdose.
She swished around in her wet diaper. She was surrounded by broken wooden soldiers, stuffed animals without limbs, plastic lawn flamingos with razor blades embedded into their bodies.
Don't lecture me,
Mother said coolly. Her large lips twisted up as if she'd been eating lemons.
I didn't ask for you to come into my world.
Nevertheless,
Baby retorted, capturing a Japanese wasp between her thumb and forefinger.
I'm here. What good would you be to me if you were not here to fight off the wolves?
Baby pulled the stinger from the wasp and swallowed him whole. She closed her eyes and felt the bee go all the way down to her tummy. Mother heard the howls of the wolves outside. They were distant, maybe a few miles off. They would be scratching on the front door tonight, whispering their evil Nazi propaganda to her baby. She tugged at her stringy blonde hair.
They will never get in,
Mother said.
Never.
Later, there was a knock at the front door. Mother was passed out, lying face first on the puke-covered carpet. The knock was persistent, and it woke Baby up. She tried calling out to Mother, but she was too far gone in the dream country. Baby decided to climb out of her crib. She crawled to the couch and slowly pulled herself up on the arm. To reach the doorknob, she had to climb on the top of the back of the couch. Baby turned the doorknob with all the strength her little hand could muster. The door creaked open. A tall, well-dressed man in a black suit appeared. He had a permanent smile, drawn on a pasty white face with 2 8-balls for eyes.
Yes?
Baby said to the stranger.
I am here to make your day, ma'am.
The stranger said, his mouth never moved. His voice was robotic, as if he were a doll, and someone pulled a cord attached to his back.
What I have in my suitcase can make a life decision for you, my good lady. Good or bad, usually for the good.
A laugh sputtered, and the 8 balls in his head jumped up and down.
I'm really rather busy,
Baby told the stranger.
As you can see, I have a situation with Mother.
I can help you with that situation.
The stranger pushed his way through the door and laid his weather-beaten suitcase on the coffee table.
Well, no. Please, we're fine here.
It doesn't look fine to me,
the stranger hissed. He turned his clockwork neck slightly and his head swiveled around completely, stopping momentarily to scout the messy house.
Do you even get to eat regular meals?
Baby climbed down from the couch. She crawled over top of half-eaten pus-filled syringes, empty candy bar wrappers, and past Mother, who was lost in dreamland, her mouth open, drooling on the carpet. The stranger bent down on one knee.
You don't have to say anything, little girl. I see this all the time. She says she's going out to buy food and supplies. Comes back with McDonald's, candy, and enough syringes to make William Burroughs come in his pants.
Baby looked over at Mother.
She's very loving in her own way, I suppose.
Where's your father, girl?
The stranger touched Baby briefly on her tiny shoulder, then withdrew quickly.
He was eaten by the wolves. He went out late at night to score. A pack of wolves tore him apart and ate his insides.
How tragic. You have to be careful of those nasty beasts,
the stranger said. The stranger stood.
That is why you need help with life decisions.
He opened the briefcase and extracted a large bottle of brown gooey liquid.
This will do the trick. Trust me.
Baby really did want a new mother. She loved Mother, but she couldn't keep her promises. She really couldn't keep her safe from the wolves out there. Baby shivered. The stranger shook his clockwork head slowly.
Tisk, tisk,
the stranger said.
It sounds as if they're getting closer.
Baby swallowed hard.
What do you get if I accept this gift from you?
Oh, a smart child, I see.
The stranger's eight balls danced in his eye socket as a growl of laughter cut loose from throat.
I get your old mother. Fair enough. A new and better, more caring mother for a mother that is better left for the collectors.
Baby gasped. The collectors were nothing but scourges digging in garbage dumps for bodies piled in large wastelands. They ravage the dead for meals, for the people who live underground. The rich who could afford to take all of their possessions and leave the top level after the apocalypse came and destroyed the world.
The scourges pay well then?
Baby placed her thumb in her mouth, began to suck softly. The wolves could be heard outside the door, scratching, pushing against it with their bodies, whining and growling. Baby snatched the bottle from the stranger. She snapped off the cap and guzzled down the thick brown liquid. The stranger watched with much impatience, even lifting an encouraging hand.
Drink. Drink. Drink it all down. Yes,
the stranger hissed. Baby felt strange. Her stomach began to swell. Baby fell to her knees and immediately vomited out the small amount of contents from her stomach. She wiped the yellow bile from her lips with a hand. Baby looked up and saw the stranger open the front door. Baby tried to scream, but her throat was too raw. Baby ran and hid behind her crib. She covered her eyes with her hands. Six gray wolves with fiery red eyes burst in. They gathered around her mother. They took turns tearing at her, sharp fangs ripping the flesh from her face, hands, and legs. Mother screamed, prayed to God for help. The two wolves bit hard into an ankle each. They dragged her out of the house and into dark night. Their brothers went out to the door as well, stopped at the doorstep, and called out for all to hear. They had a new body for the landfill. Baby stepped up from behind the crib. She saw the puddle of dark red blood the wolves left behind. Baby's head felt heavier than usual. Her eyes rolled in the back of her head. In a split second, Baby was passed out on the floor. Baby awoke 2 days later. Her eyes fluttered. A cloud of smoke dispersed. She realized she was lying on the kitchen table, the stranger standing in front of her.
What's going on?
Baby asked, still a little bit groggy. The stranger took from his black coat a kitchen knife.
It's time,
the stranger said.
Time? Time for what?
Baby tried to pull her arm up, but couldn't. Both arms were strapped down by leather cuffs fastened to chains that were attached to the table.
For you to give birth to your new mother.